Masechet Zevachim Perek He, Mishnah Het. Mishnah says, HaBechor, the Bechor Korban, which is the male firstborn of the cow, goat, or a sheep, which a person owns, has to be given over to the Kohen, who has to then bring it as a Korban. VeHaMa'aser, Ma'aser is every tenth animal of a person's newborn cows, goats, and sheep, which he has to offer as a korban every single year. They would put all the newborn animals into a pen and have them leave one by one, counting them out. And the 10th one, they would mark off with red paint, knowing that was going to be designated for ma'aser. It's brought to the Beit HaMikdash, where they're offered on the Mizbeach, and the person eats the meat in Yerushalayim. VaPesach, the korban Pesach, every single year, every person has to be registered as part of a group, or he can bring his own Korban Pesach on the day before the holiday of Pesach. These are considered to be Kadashim Kalim. They're in the category of Kadashim Kalim. Shehitatan b'kol makom ba'azara. They're slaughtered anywhere in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. V'daman ta'un matana hat u'bilvad she'iten keneged hayesod. The blood is applied to one part of the Mizbeach, but the Kohen has to apply it to the part of the Mizbeach that is aligned with the base. That would be the western and the northern parts, walls of the Mizbeach. Shina ba'achilatan, even though we group the korbanot over here together, when it comes to certain laws of eating them, there's differences. HaBechor ne'echal ha-kohanim. The Bechor is eaten only by the Kohanim. V'ha-ma'aser l'chol adam. The ma'aser, every tenth animal, is eaten by anybody. The owner and his friends and his guests eat it. None of it is given over to the Kohanim. V'ne'echalin mechol ha'ir. And these, both of these korbanot, the Bechor and the Ma'aser, are eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. Bechol ma'achal, and they're prepared in any way a person wants. L'shnei amim v'layla ahad, for 2 days and a night. That means the day that the korban is offered, the night afterwards, and then the following day. But the Pesach is different. A Pesach, eno ne'echal illa balayla. The korban Pesach is only eaten during the nighttime. It's sacrificed during the daytime, and it's eaten the night afterwards. Ve'eno ne'echal illa ad hasot, and it's only allowed to be eaten until midnight. Once midnight hits, a person is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Ve'eno ne'echal ela limnuyav, and it can only be eaten by people who were counted for that habura, who were counted as members of the group. They had to register beforehand, and they became part of that Korban Pesach. So it's only allowed to be eaten by those people. Ve'eno ne'echal ela salian, it's only allowed to be roasted. It cannot be cooked in any other way.